Thank you very much indeed, Hazel. If you've been with us over the last few family services, all age services, we've been looking at this question, what's God like? And we've been answering that already in our service as we've affirmed together our common faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And over the last few weeks, we've looked at the fact that we can know the one God as Father, creator of everything there is, including you and me. We can know him as the father of a family who welcomes every one of us and these five little ones into his family. We've got to know that we can know God as Son, as Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us and is alive today. And we can know God as God the Holy Spirit. And today we're finishing the series by thinking together about God the Holy Spirit once again. God the Holy Spirit is sometimes thought of as God's presence. God's presence. God is with us today. I'd love everybody to join in with this experiment, okay? Really quietly. I want you to be so quiet, I want you to see if you can hear the person next to you breathing. Are you ready? Can everybody be so quiet they can hear the person next to them breathing? Ready? And nobody's to hold their breath. One, two, three, go. Wow, well done. That's amazing. Let's do that for half an hour, shall we? Here's the thing. God, the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit is closer to you now than the person next to you or the person whose lap you're sitting on. We can know God who isn't just distant and far away, but God who is closer than the person next to you through his Holy Spirit. Now, some of you will know that I've been on holiday for the last 2 weeks, hence the tan. I hope you noticed it straight away. Sue and I have been in Cyprus, and in Cyprus, all the road signs are in a different language. Does anybody know what language they might be in? We were in the south of Cyprus. Jess, what language? Hang on a second. What language they speak in southern Cyprus? I know some people know immediately. Yes, Jean. Greek, it was. Well done. And I've got a Greek word for you this morning. Did you come here thinking, great, we're going to learn Greek? No, you didn't. Okay, well. Okay, so there is a bar of chocolate for someone who can tell me what that word says. Okay, you can confer with your parents if you need to. And if not, I will ask George at the back. Okay, what's that word say? Sorry? Can you read it in Greek? Can you?
Jesus.
No, it's not Jesus. We'll go to the back here. Yes, what do you think it is, Charlie? Pneuma! Round of applause for Charlie. Round of applause for Charlie, please. That word says pneuma. Should we say it together? Pneuma. And it means, because the New Testament was written in Greek, and it's a word that appears there quite often, it means spirit. But here's the thing. It also can be translated in different ways. Breath and wind. So the Holy Spirit is the breath of God, the wind of God's presence. As I've been thinking about wind, I thought about something else I took on holiday, and I always take it on holiday. Do you have anything that you always love to take on holiday? Anybody got anything they love to take on holiday? Not many people go on holiday? Am I just very lucky? Well, let me show you something that I always take on holiday. And we took it again this year. It is my kite. Now, I'll let you into a family secret here. I always say, Sue, we must take my kite. There's bound to be places to fly it. And she says, no, there won't be because there'll be too many people around and you'll decapitate them. And I say, no, 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 we'll find a deserted beach. And I put it in this time. And do you think I flew my kite? I didn't. So I thought I would fly it now just to get it out of my system. So I need two volunteers. Two volunteers. Yes, do you want to come up? Yeah? You? Yes? Yeah? And yes. Yeah, let's have... Yes. Katie? Yes. I nearly forgot which one you were, Katie. I'm sorry. Come on, Katie. And what's your name? Archie and Katie. Right. Have you ever flown a kite before? You have, so you know how it's done. Okay, so what I need you to do is to fly my kite with me. Oh, it's so exciting. Oh dear, there we are. It's a little bit tangled up, but it won't be for long. So what I need you to do is to hold that up there, Katie. Archie, you hold that up. I'm just going to unwind my kite for a second. It won't take me long, I promise. Okay, have you ever seen a kite flying in church before? No? Do you want to see a kite flying in church? You do. Good. It did come out quite easily last time. Okay, nearly there. Nearly there. Right, guys. So what you need to do in a minute is to just hold it up and then... when I've let the string out, we will fly my kite, okay? I'll come down here. We won't be able to pull all the string out, but we'll be able to spare some of it out. Okay, are you ready to see this? Something you've never seen before. My kite, which didn't fly in Cyprus, flying in Reigate. Okay, hold it up, guys. Hold it up, Katie. Hold it up, Archie. And when I say drop it, then drop it. One, two, three, drop it! Why didn't it fly? There's no wind. You're right. Now, here's the thing. Oh, I've got a little chocolate bar for you both. Hang on a second. Here's the thing. Without the wind, kites won't fly, will they? And the thing about the wind is this. You can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind does. You can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind does. Would you like to see a picture of me flying my kite last year? Would you like to see it? Here it is. Ah. Now, can you see the wind? But can you see what the wind is doing? You can. And there's my son Dan being dragged across the beach. So will you come back another time when there's some wind and help me fly my kite? Well done. Go and sit down for a minute. I don't know whether you've ever seen something like that on the sea. You've seen a boat going really, really fast. And you can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind does. Or maybe you've seen a tree like that. You can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind does. You can't see the wind, but you can see what the wind does. And the same is true of God's Holy Spirit. You can't see him, but you can see what he does. And I want to finish by telling you two things the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit does. We're going to skip over that. A few weeks ago, we looked at God's Holy Spirit giving us gifts. And Matt helped us think about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the gift giver. But today, the Holy Spirit we're thinking about as the one who bears fruit in our lives. I have here a pear. Do you think the Holy Spirit drops pears from heaven on the church? He doesn't, does he? The Bible tells us that, oh, would you like to see that? This is, watch this, a pear over time growing on a tree. Okay, it starts as a flower, and there's some sound with this. Just watch this a second. there we are, just like that. Didn't take long, did it? And you know, the Bible says this. The Bible says that just like good trees produce good fruit, people who walk with Jesus produce good fruit. The Holy Spirit produces good things in our lives. That people can't see the Spirit, but they can see what the Holy Spirit does. And this is what Paul says in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And those are things that we can see in each other's lives. We see the effects of God's Holy Spirit at work in each other. So the Holy Spirit gives us gifts, but the Holy Spirit grows fruit in our lives when we invite him to do so. The Holy Spirit is God the gift giver, but he's also God the fruit bearer, or to put it another way, the people changer. And I've got a challenge for you this morning, for all of you, young and old alike. And the challenge is this. When you think about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, do people see that in our lives? They won't see the Holy Spirit, but they'll see him producing that good fruit in our lives. And this is such an important lesson for us as a church that over our summer specials, we're going to be looking at each of those fruit in the coming weeks and months. And we're going to be asking, what does it look like for us to be a people who bear fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, as we're filled with God's Holy Spirit? Let's take a time now just to be quiet for a second. Again, you might like to listen to someone breathing, and then I'm going to say a prayer as we finish. Dear Lord, we thank you that we can know you today as our Father, as the perfect parent. We can know you as Jesus, the one who gave his life for us. And we can know you as your Holy Spirit, filling us and transforming us, showing us God's love and making us more like Jesus. And we pray for every one of us this morning. We pray for the baptism candidates and for each of us that we might grow to be more like Jesus, to have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, not just today, but in the weeks and the months and the years to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.